I suppose this means, because from my talking with them or from my conversation with them, they were saying that they suspect that National Youth Development Trust was cooking voter registration certificates. By cooking, I mean forging voter registration certificates and even voters' rolls and other materials, which they believe that material obviously affects the interests of the state. Be that as it may, that section of theirs, or this voter registration certificate issue that they are raising, is quite broad and very vague, if not embarrassing. But unfortunately, from their search, they didn't recover anything, because there was nothing really to recover. No one was arrested, I can confirm that.
Let me ask you, you said they are left without anything. What did the police say once they were done with their raid?
Once they're done with the raid, what they actually took, ma'am, they left with something, but it was not really relevant what they were looking for, because they left with a schedule which shows transport reimbursements for a workshop that people attended where they were taught on a voter registration and going to vote. It was just a copy of a schedule of transport reimbursement fees for people who had attended a workshop. It really had nothing to do with voter registration certificates, or was it adversely negative to the interests of the state?